The theme for 2019's Iceworm Festival is Out of This World. And for anyone unfamiliar with the celebration, the list of regular events is just that. Jessica Arrowsmith, secretary on the Iceworm Festival board, described a few scheduled items visitors can expect, including the paper airplane contest.
Pretty much, they throw a paper airplane off of a balcony, and if it lands in a box, they win the prize.
The survival suit races.
There's four people on a team, and they have to race down the dock, put on a survival suit, jump in the harbor, and swim to a landing.
And the beard judging contest.
People that shave the beginning of January, and we take their pictures, and then they stand up on the stage during the variety show, and the crowd judges their beard.
Since the first celebration in 1961, the Iceworm Festival has transformed from a weekend gathering to a jam-packed week-long event complete with a parade, fireworks, and extensive community involvement. But what is an iceworm anyway? A relative of earthworms and leeches, iceworms are dark, inch-long creatures whose most famous species live in and on glacial ice in the Pacific Northwest. The worms thrive year-round at temperatures that would kill most other animals by burrowing into glacial ice to stay just warm enough and just cold enough to keep feeding on algae and pollen. Though there aren't any live ice worms involved in Cordova's celebration, Vice President of the Festival Board Kelsey Hayden says their 100-foot-long parade worm is the next best thing.
Our version of the ice worm is a little more comedic and a little more playful. It's definitely cuter than the worms that are in the glaciers.
The 7-member board has been working for months to organize family events around the city. One surprise in the works is the official selection for this year's Cordova Citizen of the Year, for which the board is accepting nominations through midnight on January 25th.
The Citizen of the Year is nominated by people within the community. I think we've got upwards of 15 nominations this year. Individuals in the community that are just exceptional volunteers, community members, and we get a great group every year. Jim Casement was selected last year. He has been a longtime Cordova resident. He is a part of the Pioneers of Alaska and is kind of our town historian in a sense.
The Iceworm Festival is a great opportunity for Cordovans to celebrate with visitors from around Alaska, the lower 48, and even from abroad. However, transportation to a community off the road system can occasionally be a challenge. With regularly scheduled air service and a convenient ferry schedule, this year's event is already starting off strong.
I know of quite a few Valdez folks that are coming over on the ferry to kind of enjoy the festivities. The ferry schedule works really great this year to come over Thursday evening after work and leave Sunday and be home in time for football.
And after several years of fundraising in partnership with the community, the Iceworm Festival Board is excited about fresh decorations at this year's celebration.
You know, the last 2 years, we've really had a lot of investment within the community for new items. We have new street banners on all of our light poles. We have a new parade banner, a new baby ice worm, a new parade ice worm, to the tune of over $25,000.
Full details about this year's celebration can be found at icewormfestival.com. Reporting in Valdez for KCHU, I'm Shahmir Azmat.